I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. As we have passed Memorial Day and we get onto that great time of year where all of us start considering summer vacations, I want to put a small bug in your ear about things to expect. As you plan to travel around the country as a wine lover and experience different things and great restaurants and great views and unique opportunities, just remember there is no place like home. For those of you who are traveling to tourist towns and tourist destinations, please do not have your heart set on one certain brand of wine, one certain type of wine, or one certain varietal. You're bound to get your heart stomped out and crushed. For those of you who are going and planning on drinking and consuming wine, I give you two pieces of advice. The first, bring your wine with you. If you have certain wine you can't live without or want to drink on vacation, make sure it comes in your little bag and you carry it with you or ship it to you. That way you can be rest assured of having something up your sleeve. But secondly, and most importantly, before you travel, make sure you go on the internet. Check out where you're going and find one of the wine-friendly, food-friendly places. There's nothing worse than being hungry and thirsty and wandering around a desert of commercial enterprises that offer nothing of what you like. So as you prepare for your vacation, make sure you prepare at least a week in advance before you get there and find that everything that you wished and dreamed for is not there. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.